Hi, everybody. Here we are. Another Friday night, and the date today is April 17th, 2015. So if you're listening to this on an archive, you're going back in time. So you're a lot younger on this program. So here we go. Let's clear away emotional stress, anxieties, or whatever maybe you encountered during the week here. So maybe you have the anxieties from, you know, tax day, and probably more so Abraham Lincoln's death day, I believe, was April 15th. So that's one of those sacrifice days. That's probably why they choose that day of April 15th. I don't know what else happened. I think they created money for a paper currency also on that day. So anyway, you guys could do your research, checking out the history. It always, you know, has good information if you can find it there, why they use days over and over and over again every year to bring in energy. So here we go. Let's clear away your traumas, dramas. So think of something. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another one here. This feels a little deeper. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now let's make sure that you're here on this program and not listening in the Beyondo on your Beyondo computer, listening to the Beyondo show. So here we go. Bringing you back into the present moment. Check your finger exercise. So here we go. 1, bringing you back to this moment in time on the timeline that we're supposed to be on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So this is the now timeline, which really is not a timeline, but it's, you know, it is in time on the reference to the alien timelines. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any time. Then you'd be in the now all the time, and there wouldn't be any time to deal with. So it wouldn't have any watches or clocks going on. So here we go. Let's bring up the light beam. So we'll bring up the three if you have the three in front of you. And each light beam will be male energies, and there will be three males coming in each light beam, which will be a total of 9. So first light beam picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next light beam picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the last one, number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so we got an expo coming up in a week from today in San Mateo, California. I believe if you were going to fly there, you'd probably fly into the Oakland airport. That's probably closer than Sacramento, I believe. But anyway, so it's, I believe, at the San Mateo Convention Center, if not mistaken. And it's a 3-day event, and hope to see you there, the ones that can come to it. So here we go. Let's bring our co-host on. So Cindy, are you out there somewhere?
I'm here. Thank you, Ron, for the clearing. That was great. Welcome, everyone. Pardon me?
The hair is always good.
Yes, it is. And I'm here and now, so that's even better. CreationLightShip.com is Ron's website where the events and clearings are listed. And, Ron, we have many great emails and feedback, chat feedback forms from our listeners, and very interesting ones. We have several in regard to different types of clearings, and I wanted to just jump in to start reading those. However, clsquestions@yahoo.com or the CLS chat feedback are two forms of getting information to us tonight during the show or after the show. So send your testimonial, questions, and then also homework. Ron gave us clone homework. Do you want to talk about that briefly, Ron?
Yeah, a little bit ago, when I don't recall exactly, but you know, I wanted to know how people felt when they requested a smarter clone, a more intelligent clone replica of themselves. Remember, you get switched out every 10 minutes. So you're a different you every 10 minutes. Because the aliens say so, and that's what happens. So if you happen to wake up one day or felt that you weren't too intelligent or you know, you didn't feel like you did before. Maybe you're looking at a piece of paper and you can't read it, and you wonder what's going on. Well, you just got a clone that probably couldn't read. Maybe it's deaf and dumb. So you ask for a better one, and within that 10-minute time slot, next alien race, they oblige you and bring in a smarter replica of you. So we'll just see if anybody has any comments on that. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you for reminding us about that. And it's good for the folks that weren't participating in that show. So now they have homework. Good. Okay, well, start out with our emails here. And let's see here. The first one has to do with, sorry about that, entity clearance. And this person is saying that they really feel the difference in their life after running the entity clearing, and wants to know if you can explain, if you can explain the entity clearing with the seven generations.
Okay, so what happens is entities are emotional bodies of people that lived here. There could be other things, too, that could hop into you, but those are the main ones. And normally they're going to come in from your family line, family genetics, parents, grandparents going back, because they're used to living in a body that they recognize maybe as a grandchild or something. So they'll hop into that body once that other physical body's no longer living, because they know you and like you, so they'll come in. So you could have hundreds, if not thousands, of these entities from your relatives with you. Remember, they could activate the DNA somewhat, or if your DNA is activated through a situation, they can come in and relive that. And so entities otherwise are called spirits. And spirits, they normally talk about, like, you know, if you start using the Ouija board, which I don't recommend, or seances, I don't recommend that either, but they call in spirits. So they're calling in these ghosts, and, you know, they could be family members. You probably have all noticed that sometimes there are shows on where they are in some type of house, and they want to bring forth the energy that lived in the house, and naturally something will come through, and it'll maybe materialize or at least be seen somewhat or move something. But anyway, those things happen to you. These are emotional bodies. So what happens is when you get, and also they come in through your physical pain. So they work with emotions. That's how you attract them. And if you have pain, they get attracted too. Now, the seven generational one, that one you would probably use, you know, if you have a lot of stuff happening. Normally, the whole lifetime emotional one should do it. But if you feel like you're possessed a lot and or you have a lot of thoughts from your past ancestors, you know, maybe you're let's just say that, for instance, you know, you live in the city now, you know, in the suburbs, and you keep getting drawn to maybe watching movies where there's covered wagons and horses and things. And maybe even you try to find different movies where they, you know, replicate in the movie, maybe moving from the west to the east, you know, back then in the 1800s, and you're drawn to that. Well, very possibly you have entities in you that lived in the 1800s, which are probably your ancestors, and they want to see what's going on because they want to see if what they're telling you now is true. And they just want to get connected to that old elder energy. So that's when you would be using the seven generational clearing, is if you can't get rid of the past that you haven't lived in this lifetime. And that's probably the only, you know, reason to do that. You know, it's a good way also to eliminate maybe hazards in your life that you might have fears of, you know. Let's just say that one morning you wake up and you had a bad dream, and the dream was about you being out in the wilderness and a bear trap, you know, got caught on you, you know, and you are there in the drain with this bear trap on one of your legs, and it's bleeding, and you're, you know, and you're going to die because you can't get out of the trap. Well, that could be one of your ancestors coming through, maybe even giving you that dream. So then you want to do timeline crashes, then maybe along with entities. But typically the entity clearing is for this lifetime. So if you do feel like you need to go back further because that past lives of your ancestors is now haunting you, then more than likely you have entities that are active giving you the information in dreams and or visual, you know, perceptions for this lifetime now, and you wonder why you're living in the past. That would be because they're with you, fully active, and remember, living your life in your body. So where are you? Remember, entities are much, much stronger than your own spirit, and so that's why they can take over bodies and people can become possessed. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's very interesting, Ron. I never thought about being drawn to the same type of movies, and actually that would indicate entity. So it's good to know. Would we be able to have a healing sample for the entity clearing?
Well, yeah, I can do something. You need to think of a situation that you had. I would say if you really want to know if you have entities from the past, you may want to look at maybe antique stores, mm-hmm. you know, that may have older items. That could tell you, you know, if you're drawn to something. But then the flip side of that is possibly what's living around that entity, that object. Maybe it's an old say stove that was maybe in the 1920s or something, or an old pot, you know, kettle or something. Well, it's possible that they're waiting, you know, the entities are waiting for you to come by and maybe pick it up and look at it. And then lo and behold, they got a new home. And they may even make you buy that pot or kettle or antique stove or something. So,
right.
But if you just do like a once-over, maybe in the store and just kind of look around and nothing really grabs you, then chances are, you know, you're not living in that that date era that these objects are. But if you are drawn to a lot of things, you go, oh, well, I remember this era. This looks cool, that looks cool. Well, then you probably have entities already in you that even could have brought you to that location. So if you go in there, nothing seems to, you know, alert you, and you just look at it like, oh, well, big deal, and you walk out, then you're probably pretty clean. So, and then do a space clearing on yourself, maybe, you know, shrink wrap before you go in, and maybe do a space clearing since you're going to probably be in your car, if you're able to have a laptop with you before you go into that location, okay, then put the space clearing on for your car, because you can do that. We talked about that in the past. Just get the page up and don't turn off your computer. Don't change pages. And get like a little power inverter so you can plug your 110-volt power supply into that. Probably get one of those for about $20-$30. And you're all set. You'll charge your laptop. You'll be with you the whole day. You can do a space clearing. So I'll do a sample here. So think of something that you might have in your house or wherever you are, your apartment, whatever. And maybe it's really old. And each time you walk by it, you kind of know that it's there because it's radiating energies. So what we'll do, we'll clear the entity or entities that are inside of you. Maybe you got one of those old irons, you know, that they used to put on the stoves, you know, or campfire, you know, those metal ones, and they got really hot and you could iron your clothes with. A lot of the older movies that I can remember, you know, with the Chinese people doing the laundry, they had those. So anyway, if you have one of those laying around, then maybe you have one of those entities with you. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you have that iron or something, and now you look at it and you go, gee, I don't need this anymore, then it might be a good reason to get rid of it. you know? Because you don't want something else to come into that to take your energy. So back to you.
Right. Thank you for those tips, Ron. Thanks for the clearing, too. And just think about how many people have antiques in their home and have kept them for years. Ugh. Okay, so we do have a couple of homework responses, Ron. And this is on the clone replacement request. And the first one says that I have requested new clones that have knowledge for physical healing. Next, I was led to a new medical protocol from somewhere else, feeling optimistic. So I'm not sure about that, Ron. What's that clone up to?
Boy, well, when you look at something and you want to get more information, you know, you can get much more by asking for a smarter clone. So I'm assuming that's what's happening, is that by requesting that information, very possibly you had more insight, because the clone may want to learn more knowledge here about something.
Okay, and we have another fast chat info, and it says, my clone is exceptionally bright. I strengthen people by discernment and give helpful information that helps people to redirect their thinking and understanding instinctively. So that's another interesting clone.
Yeah, I just want to remember anybody out there happen to get a clone that's lucky, you know?
Whoa, that would be good.
Yeah, that's for a lucky clone. Maybe there might be something around that, you know, maybe you have a gambling casino next to your house or something, you know, and you bring in the psychic lucky clone, you know, to figure out what's going on. You know, I'm not suggesting that. If you have somebody on the next program say, yeah, I got that clone and I won $10,000 and then I gambled it all away. Just wanted to keep going. So anyway, but it would be interesting because you're at choice for this. Remember, the aliens don't care typically what kind of clone you have, just so they can get your energy. So another way of looking at it, if you want to have a clone that's grumpy and sad and angry and depressed, you know, probably not. So then say, I want a happy clone. They're going to still get the energy either way. I want a happy-go-lucky clone and one that feels great all the time. And also maybe with no body pain, you might throw that in. And then just see what you get. Remember, you know, it's in a sense, your thoughts are controlling your reality in the darkness energy here, unless you're in the present moment. But when you get into the darkness energy, then why not ask for a clone to give you a better life? Because they're still going to get the energy. They're going to get it off of you if you're in tears crying or if you're jumping up and down with glee and joy. They'll get the same energy. They don't look at the negative or positive. It's just energy. So why not have a better life and work with the clones so you're able to have yourself live better? So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron, for reminding us that we need to ask for the clone in a way that would help us instead of just generic. So, and why not throw lucky in there? Great. Okay, let's see here. Next topic has to do with abduction barcode. Let's see. I have removed my abduction barcode and really feel safe and having way less dreams. Now I live with a person who has not removed the abduction barcode. Does that mean the aliens can find me again since I'm with this person?
Well, Yeah, I guess it could be. Everything is possible, you know. So, you know, I wouldn't say no, but it'd probably be more of a yes. Why don't you do that abduction barcode on the person you're living with? That's the first thing that I would do is, you know, get somebody on the same page as you so that they won't come near you. And it will help them out also. So I would do the clearing for them. And the clearing, remember, you pay for one full price. If it's over $100, the next one is half. So take advantage of that and do the half-price clearing for your friend. I initially had it for the whole lifetime clearings. Basically now I'll do it for people if, as long as it's $100 or more on the clearing that they have had. You know, it doesn't include the bundle clearings that we have that's already discounted. It's just the ones like the whole life and like the barcode one there or whatever. So, but it has to be $100 or more. So, but take advantage of that. Why would you want to sabotage yourself after having clearings by being with somebody who's going to contaminate you? So that's how you have to look at it. And maybe if, you know, for some reason they're unwilling to do it, then do it for them. And if they're still unwilling to do other things, then you may choose to find somebody else to be with. So that's another way of looking at it. Remember, it's up to you to keep your body temple sacred. And if you have people that are dragging you down, then you have problems. And why contaminate yourself all over again? So, back to you.
Right. Thank you so much, Ron. And did you say the author could do the abduction barcode clearing without the friend knowing about it?
Yeah, all the clearings you can do that way on the website, except for the space clearing, space timeline crash. So every clearing on the website can be done without somebody's acknowledgement or approval or knowing about it. The spirit always suggests. So there's no reason why, you know, you need to ask somebody because those people won't be receptive.
Right.
They don't know what it's about. And just do it for them. And then it'll take a little bit of time, maybe 3 days, 5 days for the clearing to act fully.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want to do. And otherwise, the whole thing is if you cleaned yourself out and you feel good, then why would you want to contaminate yourself with somebody of a much lower consciousness?
Right. Well, I guess it's a nice gift if we can kickstart someone to see, you know, if they can move forward. So that's good to know, Ron. Okay.
And then do the free 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. So that clearing will help them maybe move forward a little bit.
Okay.
And you may want to do that more than one time, too. You know, if they're pretty headstrong, you might want to do it once a day if you can, or at least once a week for that person so they'll catch on and get rid of some of the darkness out of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, next question has to do with the slime body coat removal. We have a listener that attended a funeral and more or less against her will and felt a lot of activity and people wanted to touch her and then or him. And so that created more just bad vibes. So she was asking, first of all, how to find the slime body clearing, and that's at creationlightship.com. And I typed in slime and searched, and then it comes up alien energetic slime body coat removal. And Juan, can you explain to us how that would help?
Well, I don't have the data in front of me. I put up the slime and the sludge body, and they're both different, and they both kind of needed. So I don't have the information on those two. We also have another clearing that could go hand in hand with that too. I can't remember what the name is. But anyway, it has to do with the alien stuff that's attaching to you. It might be the alien. I'm trying to think here. It has to do with the auric field. It could be auric field protection, but you'd have to almost go on and bring that up. If it's not, maybe we could talk about it on another show. We could bring up those two if they have definitions there and describe the difference. But they are an active energy, I believe, that's connecting to you. They're living. It's a living energy around your body that the aliens put on you. So, and that taps into, you know, your cells and your DNA and stuff. So it's kind of gross, but that's what they do. So back to you.
Right. Ron, I did happen to pull up the slime body clearing and have a brief description of, and I know that you said we'll talk about it on another show, but for those people that are listening right now, Ron has an archive from August 4th, 2010 that talks about the alien energetic slime body coat, plus, let's see, we have a note here that it's around the 8-minute mark. So you can go to that, and then we can talk more in detail in another show and look those others up. So great idea, Ron. Is that a clearing that you can do a sample on, or is that bigger than a bread box?
Boy, that's a little more complicated to do a clearing for that one.
Okay.
That's like a whole body type clearing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And let's see here. Money clearing. Well, we have somebody that has been doing the money clearing, Ron, and talks about let's see, I'm just reading here. Well, basically, she was thinking that she was running some type of a program, because she'd ran the clearing on different bills, and then she thought, oh, no, I should be putting these away because somebody's going to steal them. And then she started running them on different names and couldn't run it on the Jackson bill. And I want to say that was the $20 bill. So... is there something about that with the money clearing and having an aversion to do a certain denomination?
It doesn't make any difference on it. It shouldn't matter. So if for some reason there's an energy problem with that, then you may want to do timeline crashes on yourself for $20 bills.
Mm.
Maybe there's something on a $20 bill that your body doesn't like, and or maybe, you know, you don't like $20 bills consciously. You know, remember, things can happen that we know nothing about, you know, and we forget about things. You know, maybe for some reason you picked up a $20 bill when you were really young, and maybe, you know, some dog poop got on it or something, you know, and it stole this out here, right? So you're 4 years of age, you don't know what money is, and there's a $20 bill, and maybe your parents use it to clean their shoe off or something, and you picked it up, and it smelt, and now you don't want to have association with $20 bills because, you know, it had poop on it, you know, and you didn't know what it was, but it smelled like it, you know? So, you know, you may have an aversion to $20 bills. So do some timeline crashes on that, you know, to see how that affects you and if you're able to like $20 bills again. So back to you.
Wow. She did say that she was comfortable with all the faces except for the Jackson one. And then later, heard that there's talk about replacing that president, Jackson, with a female. And she, you know, was just thinking, well, could that be connected? But
That'd be in the future. So it probably, you know, I don't think, you know, it would be connected to, remember, you're living in the timeline. Let's see, how do I say that? You're living in the alien timeline, mm-hmm. in there now, because every timeline they have is in there now. Remember, you talk to anybody New Age, or they go, I'm in the now. Well, they're on the alien timeline in the now. And that's where the energy is. So most of the energy that you're going to find in the alien realms will be in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Drag you into the future or the past, but typically you're living in the now on these alien timelines. That's where they're working with you. So there probably won't be much energy at all in the future, because then they got to create holograms of the future. And I'm sure they don't want to do that. If you look at your dreams, it's just really kind of like frame by frame by frame. You know, when you enter into a dream, all of a sudden, voila, you're there. Well, how did he get there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give you that whole story line or the whole movie of how you got there. You know, if you're falling off a cliff, you can say, well, wait a minute. You know, where was I on the cliff? How did I make this mistake to fall down the cliff? I'm just seeing my dream as going down the side of the mountain. Well, let's rewind this. I want to see what I did wrong, you know? So I don't do it again. But they go, oh, there's no footage there. You're just falling. So remember, they're not going to recreate or make anything that doesn't benefit them, and anything that is not going to take, you know, the RAM will say or whatever that they have to recreate something that is not needed. So back to you, Cindy.
Right. Okay, thank you. Then we have a chat feedback question. Would you please explain a little more about the money clearing and how it works?
Well, I give that away at some of the expos. So the money clearing is what you can do if you wanted to do a brief thing about the money clearing. Would be to first take some money that you have, and I have to have people be able to get their hands on like 10 $100 bills, and then they do the energy, they neutralize it on the website with the object clearing, and then from there they wear the money close to their skin. Some people have got money belts. The people maybe put it in plastic. And then they put it close to their skin so that their skin will resonate to that frequency of that particular bill. Now, if you can't get, $1,000, I didn't expect people to have that, but a lot of people came up to me and they would show me their money belt or what they have, and it's hundreds. But if you can't do that, then maybe get tens or whatever, but at least get enough. You know, maybe 10 bills of the same thing, if you like, 10 tens or something, or 10 fives, and put it on you. Because the problem is that you're afraid to spend it, number one. Number two, you're afraid you're going to have it stolen. And number three, you're afraid of losing it. So you got to make sure you're not going to lose it. So you want to secure it really well and have it for about a month on you. And now you're going to get used to having that money. It'll be a part of you. And remember, what you have with you, you're not afraid of, okay? So you're making it into oneness, we'll say, not using that word probably kind of improperly, but you're becoming that energy of that particular bill. So now you're not afraid of it. Like I said, let that child picking up the $20 bill with the poop on it, she doesn't like that anymore, you know? So you have to get used to having it, okay? And once you get used to having it, then you may be able to draw that into your life. You know, maybe you're doing something creative and you're afraid of a $100 bill. You know, it's like, wow, I only had a couple of these in my life, you know, and I'm afraid to have it. And so you're making something and you don't want to get a $100 bill, so you price it at $50. It's worth $100, but you're afraid to get that $100 bill because you don't know what the consequences are going to be on it, okay? So that's why you want to get used to having it, and then you can bring it more into your life and then the $100 bill shouldn't really mean that much to you. And when you become in neutral with it, then you can do your manifestations to probably bring in more to you when you're in the now. So that's the way it works. So back to you.
Excellent, Ron. That'll be listed under the tips and topics under money. So I'll list this archive, or the archive that'll be happening as of tomorrow, so that you can go back and listen to what Ron explained to us. So thank you, Ron. All righty. Now our next email has to do with working relationships and how to deal with people that are undermining our authority or undermining even our position, that would actually threaten our employment. What type of clearing can we do for that?
Well, what I would do for a person is I would pay for their, and yourself, you could probably put up two screens, and pay for the self-empowerment clearing for that person and also yourself, because they're insecure about something, and by doing that, that could help you. If not, do the emotional clearing for them. But I would probably do self-empowerment for both of you, because there may be more than one issue, and that's good for a Band-Aid to help you out to get you jump-started. And it might take away their issue. I think we've got 38 issues there. So, you know, one of those, you know, definitely do all of them, but, you know, one of those is probably going to be the key one that might make that person insecure of you, and also it could help you. And you may even decide that you don't want to work there any longer because the self-empowerment clearing got you empowered enough to take your talents elsewhere.
Ah.
But, you know that's what I would do is do both of you. Remember, the hardest thing that people, what they don't want to do at times, is they go, man, I don't like this person, and they're doing this to me and that to me, or my job sucks, and you know what? Well, clear that person out, you know? Because you're going to be living with them, you know? You know, clean them out so that they're going to be on the same page as you. And that's the whole process to help yourself out. So they're at least connecting with you, and maybe the fear that, you know, maybe you're emitting some fear that they don't like, and they read it, you know, instantly, and they don't like that, you know. Maybe you want to move up the, you know, the, I don't want to use the word corporate, you know, but, you know, maybe you want to become, move up the corporate ladder or whatever, or you want to get a promotion or whatever, and they read that in you, and they think you're going to be taking their job away. And they want to keep you held as a slave where you are. And maybe they're thinking that you may, besides taking over their job, you might fire them. So they have all these issues about you. And so, you know, do the clearing on both of you. And then maybe you could work together and you could both become promoted. Maybe that other person needs you to take their place so they can move up. Never know. So, back to you.
Right. I'm guessing that's a very common scenario that you shared with us, Ron. In this particular one, the woman is going to retire, but is doing vindictive stuff. So what you're saying about, needing to be self-empowered, it could be that she doesn't want to leave. So that's very interesting, and I'm hoping that the listener is actually going to listen to the show tonight, because that is very important to jump on. Ron, you've also mentioned about the education clearing for relationships.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to retire. Isn't that a weird word? They're going to redo your tire, right? Retire?
Retire, yeah.
But what, not what are you going to have, a retread?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, or retired, you know, are you going to be tired over again?
Overlaid. Overlaid.
What you do is, go to the dictionary, look up retire, and normally go like 2 to 3 words above it and then 2 to 3 words below it. to give you a better meaning of what that word is. Maybe you don't want to use the word retire any longer. To me, that sounds kind of weird. Retire. It's not renewed, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
Wow.
Getting new tread, you're going to be treaded upon, you know? Over again. So anyway, back to you.
No wonder she's upset. She doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, my golly, Ron. Well, would you be able to do a sample hearing for the self-empowerment clearing?
Well, you have to give me one of those names of the clearing. There's probably something in there about loneliness, I think. So I'll do a loneliness clearing.
Excellent.
Maybe there's somebody out there who lost their job and now they feel lonely because they can't meet with the crew members or they used to work. That's a possibility. So here we go. Loneliness. So one, two, three, four, and five. And maybe to switch it over, maybe you feel lonely because you're no longer a slave to the other people. So let's do a clearing for that.
Free.
Good grief, right? So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So back to you.
Well, Ron, I'm glad that you actually did the loneliness aspect. And is that only within the self-empowerment clearing or...
We do have a whole lifetime one. Remember, the self-empowerment is Band-Aid clearings, okay? And we don't have all the clearings up on the website that's listed there. We just took situations that people would normally have, and I put it all together in a bundle, so it won't leave anybody out typically. But it's there to get you jump-started back into life again, you know? And most people who use that clearing are people who want to move on in their life, which could also mean somebody who has been attempting to look for a job for a long time and that hasn't panned out. So normally I recommend to do the self-empowerment clearing and maybe do that for about a week, kind of get your feet wet on it, do some of those issues, and then from there do the psychic billboard after you're pretty much cleared out. Because remember, if you have that energy on you of, you know, whatever it is, you know, it could be betrayal, it could be something, unworthiness, well, that's in your psychic billboard. So you want to clean out yourself with the Band-Aid of what's kind of out there a little ways away from you with the psychic billboard, and then you're able to now reprogram yourself, with the self-empowerment, then you're able to reprogram with the psychic billboard. But they both go hand in hand. And the psychic billboard, you want to do baby steps on it. You want to put your issue in where you are right now. Maybe it'll change probably day to day. And where you are right now and where you want to be, okay? Because where you are is where you're stuck at. And you may want to be stuck there. But you keep moving on and on with little baby steps. Because people will recognize you, see you different psychically, and that's what you want to do is be able to move slowly to your final goal. So back to you.
Oh, excellent tip, Ron. Speaking of the loneliness clearing, we did have another feedback chat saying that the person couldn't find the loneliness clearing on the creationlightship.com website, and I suggest typing in L-O-N-E in the search, and I just did that, and it does come up under loneliness clearing. So it does appear separately also for that listener that was wondering. So that is great. Well, Ron, it is, 13 till, and do we have any extra time tonight?
Yeah, we're good till 5 after, yeah.
Okay. Well, we are really about time to do the paranormal segment. Are you up for the paranormal activity tonight?
Yeah, we'll see what comes in.
Okay. We never know, do we?
Okay. No, everybody's balls creaking out there. Hearing thumps in your attic. We'll address it if you have that. So here we go.
Okay. Well, we just received something from the fast chat, and let's see. This person is wanting to know how can we tell that tell if we're an alien, and is saying that from a young age, this particular person had been able to speak a different language and felt that she was from an alien sleeper cell. So I don't know if she or he had dreams, but so what do you think, Ron? How can people tell if they are alien, and what can they do about it?
Well, if you're here as an alien, you know, you're here. So, you know, you're probably not going to be able to be like the E.T. movie, you know, E.T. call home and, you know, find something to get you out of here. You're kind of stuck here. So most aliens that I meet out on the circuit feel that intense loneliness, number one. And number two, they feel like they don't belong here. Nothing resonates to them. Life here, besides they're using the word sucks, life here just doesn't make sense to them. So if you're feeling that way as I'm talking, then more than likely you haven't been here for a very long time. And, you know, you're stuck here. Somehow, whatever happened, you know, brought you here. Maybe your ship got blown up and your spirit went into somebody else's body. And now you're here living life, and it feels kind of oddball to you. And so that's sort of the way most aliens feel. They feel like they're not connected to anything here. They wonder why there's no hard energy here from people. If they are from a good alien race, we'll say, for instance, if they were like sightseeing here or something, and they're fairly new here. I would say that if you're on the opposite end of the stick, you know, as an alien, you may have really sharp fangs on your teeth and you want to eat blood or something, but, you know, that would be the vampire type energies. And those energies are here too. But most people that I do meet out there, they just feel like they don't connect to anything. So if you feel that way, then, yeah, you probably have more of who you are with your spirit as an alien, and you got dropped off here or crash-landed here. And there's nothing you can really do about it because normally I would say that your friends, your neighbors in the Beyondo are not going to come and save you to pick you up. So that's why we have the clairvoyance to help you out. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. All right. Well, we were talking about colons earlier, and one of our listeners sent in a video regarding somebody finding their doppelganger. And they have pictures. These look like young gals, maybe in their 20s. And so this listener was just wondering about that. And then also, how often do we run into our, what would it be, our clone twin or parallel life colliding?
I don't think the aliens want to do that too much. So I'm sure that it could be, you know, a possibility, and it probably has happened, but I don't think they want you to see your replica out there, you know, in the same store that you're in. That would be kind of freaky for you. So, yeah, but, you know, there are some movies about that, I think, that people have done that or other people have seen them. But typically, I don't think the aliens want you to know about that and to, you know, interface one clone to the next.
Right. If somebody wants to investigate that, it's on Yahoo. You could just Google that, and it does say the woman freaks out when she meets her doppelganger. Exactly what you said, Ron. So that's interesting. We did just get a chat message. It said, boards creaking. I hear boards creaking at night in my home. Is this normal?
Ah, okay. Is it normal? Well, probably not. Sometimes when they want to get your attention to scare you, they'll do that. So put on your space clearing.
Oh.
And then also maybe do alien to light and or clone to light clearing. This may work with the ones that you can't see that are around you. So remember, they're probably in your room right now around you. You just can't see them. Now, if you were able to have some smoke around, then you would probably start to see these energies. Like I mentioned, other programs, you know, I just look at devastation, you know, where you have bombs exploding and fires going off, you know, and things like this, and you see smoke coming up. You know, you will see if you go to play pause continuously, you will see alien faces there. And, you know, they're at ground level also, just that you're unable to sense them. So we could do a clearing maybe for that. I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'll do one for somebody who saw somebody weird in the last week who you thought maybe was an alien. So here we go. Just think of somebody, and we'll see if we can help them out. So here we go. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And what you might want to try, I don't know, you might want to try if you're planning to go to a store and you're going to know that almost everybody in that store is a clone. Not a clone human, but a clone. You may want to try just doing the clearing for clone delight and put that store name in there in, for your town that you're going to be going into. Maybe give it about, you know, maybe an hour of time before you go into the store and just see if those clones tend to be human and they act different. So, I don't know. That's some homework there. Just kind of curious. I'm sure it would help them. So the sad thing for me is that all these clones out there, what are they going to do when their model gets a little bit old, you know? Are the aliens going to take them and start eating all of them? You know, because they do resemble humans. Are they going to put them into a trash dump? You know, like our old cars, you know, where they... people who want to give all the old cars away, that was probably much higher quality than we have now. But aside from that, they want to get rid of all the old things and bring something new in. So, you know, what happens to the old ones? But back to you.
Right. You mentioned homework, and I'm wondering if you could repeat that again so I could write it up.
Yeah, the homework would be to do the clone clearing, clone to light clearing, to the store that you are going into. And maybe do it an hour before you go in and just see if the people are more human.
Ah. Excellent. Thank you, Ron. So, everyone, we have homework. When do you want that response? Do you want it by tomorrow night or?
Yeah. Maybe they could enter in, you know, in the subject box, you know, the Friday show homework, and we'll be able to separate it out and put it for our next Friday show and just see if we have anybody who's tried it. It might be a real kick for you, you know, to do that. You might be wanting to do it every day if it works.
That's what I was thinking. Or every place we go, anyway.
Yeah, oh, at least I'll look at you weird, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's excellent. I'm glad that you brought up about the alien faces because we do have a remark. Alien faces in the clouds are caused by holograms with nanotechnology projection to impress the people. That's their thought on that.
Yeah, the ones that can see it. Yeah, I would say so, yeah. So they're showing their, you know, who they are, what they are, and eavesdropping on us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're trying to invoke fear in the people that they're appearing to?
Well, since most people aren't awake anyway to look at them, I would think maybe they're trying to show other alien races that they're here.
What's
the Rolling Stones song, you know, it goes on, you know, get off of my cloud, you know? This cloud, don't come here.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch bright, you know?
That's an old one, too. Oh, my gosh.
That old.
Pardon me?
It's not that old, believe me.
Well, it's still happening.
My old.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. We had something else regarding that. Let me see what I did with it. Mm-hmm. Well, oh, I know. Ron, you mentioned the Clone to Light clearing, and are you still offering those light clearings to...
There's human to light, I think, along with pets. There's clone to light, and there's alien to light. So there's actually three clearings, but you need to request that so we can send it to you on an email. That's the only way I'm going to give it out. So if you wish to have that, it's for you personally, and it will not work if you hand it out to somebody else. So I need to know and keep track of how that's working. So back to you.
clsquestions@yahoo.com is the email that you would request. You can say all to light or clone to light clearing in the subject line so we know, and then we'll send those links to you that Ron has just offered free. So that would be great. It is on the hour, and let me see, we have a couple more paranormals. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to read this exactly. Uh-oh, tell me it's not real. I guess Ron wasn't kidding when he said some alien races show the technology in the movie theaters first before it comes a living reality on this planet. And the subject is shape-shifting robots. And it has to do with a small ball of metal and shape-shifts into liquid. Like a liquid metal alloy.
Yeah, they had that on, I think, the original Terminator movie.
Yep.
Where Arnold was pretty young, you know? Guess what? So, it's nice to kind of go back and look at some of those old movies because maybe when you first saw them, it didn't really relate to you too much. And now you might have a different perspective.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. That was interesting. And, all right. Last Friday night, Ron, you removed alien life forms from the listeners. And so this listener actually put on the space clearing for his apartment and did one for ley lines and off-planet parallel lifetime. And when he went to sleep and then felt like he was being attacked by a blob and just wondering, well, he wonders if that was real, and guess what the deal? What was the deal with that? Was it an alien?
Well, I don't know on that one. You know, I don't know.
He thinks he killed it.
Okay. So let's end the program here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. So command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts that you have in your head. Remember, you're running thoughts all the time. And we're going to drop those into your heart so you can be at peace. So here we go, dropping down and commanding your spirit to do this. This you should be doing yourself. So here we go. We're going to start to count. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, here we go. So blessings. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, listeners. And remember your homework. Find that store you want to go into and do the clone to light clearing on it. An hour before you go in and just let it run. Maybe put your laptop in your car and let it run and go into the store and just see if there's other humans there maybe that aren't clones. So we'll see. So see you later. Blessings, everybody. Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Ron.